I'm Phil Nee with sports. In WIAA baseball championship action yesterday in Division 4, Oliva Strum captured the title with an 11-1 win over Northwood Solon Springs. Division 3 was won by Aquinas, 6-4 over Kenosha St. Joseph. Division 2, victorious in that game was Edgewood with a 12-6 victory against Mosinee, and De Pere won the Division 1 state title with a 5-1 win over Sun Prairie East. Yesterday, the WIAA girls soccer tournament, Division 4 semifinal action, Cedar Grove Belgium won over Regis McDonald 6-0, and the Prairie School was a 7-1 winner against Keele. In the Division 3 semifinals, Plymouth 4-0 over Rice Lake, and Catholic Memorial shut out McFarland 1-0. Action continues today in Division 2. In Game 1 at 11, Oregon plays River Falls. In Game 2, Cedarburg against Whitefish Bay at around 1:30. This afternoon at 4:30 in the semifinals, Wanakee plays Kimberly, followed at 7 by Muskego and Brookfield East as well. It's a big weekend for local baseball.
This Father's Day weekend is full of home talent baseball action. Here are the weekend's games. Starting on Friday in the Northern section, Mazomani will be at Black Earth. The rest of the Northern section action on Sunday, Cross Plains will be at Ashton. Plain will travel to Cazenovia. Reedsburg will be at Sauk Prairie, and Wanakee will be at Middleton. In the Western section on Sunday, Belleville travels to Dodgeville. Schulzburg-Benton will be at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. Arena will travel to Wyota. Muscadet will travel to Ridgeway. Verona will be at Argyle, and Hollandale will be at Blanchardville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. And in last night's hometown in baseball action, Reedsburg was a winner over Dodgeville 10-5, and Arena beat Wisconsin Dells 8-1. The Brewers get back to action this evening. After a day off yesterday, they'll be taking on the division rival Cincinnati Reds. First pitch time at 7:10, pregame time 6:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Starting with that pregame show, kicking off a weekend of baseball action, the Brewers and the Reds. Yesterday in baseball, it was a win for St. Louis over Pittsburgh 4-3. The Mets topped Miami 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City 4, the Yankees 3, Minnesota 6-2 over Oakland, and the White Sox beat Seattle 3-2. Interleague play, Detroit 7-2 over Washington, Atlanta 6, Baltimore 3, Tampa Bay 3-2 over the Cubs, Boston 9, Philadelphia 3, Arizona 11-1 over the Angels, and Texas topped the Dodgers 3-1. In the NHL playoffs, Florida claimed a victory 4-3 over Edmonton. WRCO Sports looks back 1 year. The baseball playoffs were going on. In fact, we are at the state tournament level and in Division 4 semifinal action. This was a highlight from our sports report exactly 1 year ago today.
Here we go. Bases loaded. Bottom of nine. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. This should do it. Left fielder is back. Back. And he's not got it. He missed it. And the winning run is going to score. The Bulldogs win. And they're going to play on Thursday. Goodness. Sammy Clary got it out there deep enough.
The Bulldogs scored the win to move on to the state championship game, which was played on June 15th in 2023. So a year ago tomorrow, the Bulldogs would capture a D4 title.